Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Merle Hoag. Batting second. The right fielder, Billy Sullivan. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Gallagher. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Glenn. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Christman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kramer. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Kramer. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tom Carey. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ted Williams. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting 8th. The catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Joe Hebbing. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Joe Hebbing. And now, play ball. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one. With the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a line drive into center field. Hoag picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hoag. Carey moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Gallagher reaches second base with a double. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gallagher scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn moves to third. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn scores. Berardino moves to second. It's 2-0, Browns. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Berardino reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoag hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Heving. Hoag moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hoag scores. It's 3-0, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to third. Emerson Dickman now pitching. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gallagher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. Sullivan scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Browns. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Glenn hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Emerson Dickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a fly ball into left field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmek hits a pop-up towards short. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dickman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox bunts towards the mound. Kramer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tabor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cronin moves to third. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tabor. The throw from Glenn and he is safe. Tabor steals second. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0 for 1 in the game. Peacock takes first base on ball 4. Emerson Dickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hogue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dickman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 2 in the game. Vosmick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Hogue settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gallagher hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Clift hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Clift reaches second base with a double. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dickman fields it and throws to first for the out. Cliff moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Emerson Dickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickman is 0-for-2 in the game. Dickman strikes out. Two outs. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carey moves to second. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vosmek takes first base on ball 4. Carey moves to third. Kramer moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Sullivan moves to third. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gallagher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sullivan scores. McQuinn scores. It's 6-0, Browns. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gallagher. The throw from Peacock and he is out, Carey applying the tag. Two outs. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Glenn hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Merle Hogue now playing right field. Chet Lobbs now playing center field. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dickman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Peacock takes first base on ball 4. Red Nonnenkamp pinch hits for Emerson Dickman. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nonnenkamp strikes out. One out. Lou Finney pinch hits for Tom Carey. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hogue. Finney reaches second base with a double. Peacock moves to third. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Hogue settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vosmick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.